Sorry. We're here. Good morning. 5:46. It is Friday, February 22nd. We are quite tickled that you've decided to start your morning here with us on Q105, the morning reboot of Friday's show. I want it to be 10 o'clock so we can, so I can begin part of my weekend. We'll try to do the show as quickly as we possibly can to get you to your weekend. On today's show, a panel full of ladies just over an hour from now will need you to call in for questions that I have for you. Places you've been banned. We keep getting backed up, so today we're finally going to get to this. Places you're not allowed to go anymore. Not because of a significant other or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a parent says you can't go. The store or place has banned you for one reason or another. The 5-second rule, no Philly T Friday today. He is celebrating, I believe, his 1-year anniversary with Denny of Britain.
Denny.
Of the United Kingdom. So no Philly T Friday. But since it is a Friday, it'll be the Friday 5-second rule. Floyd will face the anxiety and the panic with that. And the Oscars are Sunday night. We've got some Oscar news to get to in entertainment, along with the obvious Jussie Smollett news to pass along and some other things as well. But the Oscars are Sunday night. What kind of movie was your last relationship? Or maybe even your current one. So small business shout-outs. If there's a small business, a local business that you enjoy patronizing that you're not related to, but you really enjoy that spot, please send along via text, and we'll read them between 9 and 9:30, 419-240-1055. Text that number, your small business shout-outs. We'll get to it shortly between 9 and 9:30. Later on this morning, the show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag SumPig, a little bit before 9 o'clock. All over the place here. Your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on the morning reboot. Good morning, 5:48. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm excellent.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I want today to go quickly, like the show.
Yes.
Today, I thought it was it. I thought, so today is another collaboration or partnership volunteer efforts with Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and I thought it was at Toledo Early College.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Where is that at? I've been seeing it a lot lately, or like new because they close. I was like, oh, what is that?
Toledo Early College is it's a TPS school, I believe, mm-hmm. and it's a partnership with UT where kids go there to get UT credits.
I think I saw that on the news. Yeah, and they can okay.
I'm probably missing details of it, but that's what it is. Okay. So I guess the brightest of the bright.
It's in the name, Early College.
And it's over at, like, in the Scott Park area.
Okay.
So it's over there. But I'm not going there today.
Why?
I'm going somewhere else I've never been.
Where's this?
Actually, well, I've been
Can you unleash it?
Yes. I love unleashing things.
Unleash it.
I've been there once for an event,
mm-hmm.
and we have a visitor from there next week. But in the school itself, in the areas of academia, never been to TSA.
Oh, I have been. It's a nice little area. It reminds me of Fame because it's like located downtown or mm-hmm. uptown, I should say. It's in the downtown vicinity.
It's in your hood.
It is in my hood. Word.
It's in the arts district.
Yeah.
The inclusion district.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity district.
The diversity district.
It's the love wall.
You're right. It's where all the murals gather for. I lost my train of thought.
And come to life.
Yeah, there we go.
So I have to hustle out of here, go home, let the dogs out, and then head downtown to TSA because there's my friend Jen, the coordinator for the program, is beginning them at like 8, and they're going all the way to like 2 o'clock, and I've got the second half of the day.
Okay, awesome. That's good.
I'm looking for. I do want to mill around the school and see what it's like.
Parking's in the rear, just to give you a heads up so you don't have to search.
Is it?
Yes.
That was my main concern. Because
uh-huh.
they have a lot, but is there. Well, I mean,
there's plenty of parking, but it's typical downtown. So, like, some streets are one way.
Right.
So, I think if you go down Adams, you can turn that way and then just. Wherever street it's on, I'm horrible with streets, I apologize. And then just loop around, and it's like the fenced in area. Right there, diagonal to the Hillcrest.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, I think I did park in that lot when I went to an event of theirs in the fall where you can bid on blind art items.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. I forget, but it's unfinished. Something like that. It was a really cool event.
Nice. They do a lot of good stuff.
I love that school.
I'm mad I never got that opportunity to go to TSA because I think, memory serves me correct, I was 2001. They opened the year after me, and they were out here on Rental Drill, the original TSA.
And then they were in the C-Corps building.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went up to their own spot. Well,
they have their own spot, yeah, which is awesome.
551, good morning. The morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. So we had the Suicide Prevention Coalition meeting yesterday, and then after that, I went back to the old stomping grounds, went back to the old building.
Did you?
Because I was meeting up with my neighbor, Matt, and Juliana. Did you meet her the night of the party?
Yes.
Yeah, she was there early as well. Mm-hmm. And she lasted up an invite for the Restaurant Week Toledo party, and we all walked over together. And went
How was it?
It was exactly what I expected, and that's not... It's what I expected.
Uh-huh.
It was nice.
I saw some pictures, and I was like, oh, I wish I was there. But, yeah.
The 13 ABC, Tony Geftos and Christina Williams were there doing some kind of cut-ins or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a camera person walking around getting some video. So I think
some good old B-roll.
I think I made the news.
Yes, look at you making the transition to television star.
Well, Matt is like... You know how to do this. You're in the media. I'm like, I know, but when I have to do camera stuff, when I go to one of the TV stations, I have to look right at the camera. Now I can't look at it.
Right.
Yeah. The girl's like, don't look. Just do what you're doing.
Be natural.
Yeah. I can't
get all stiff, and you're like, look at my strut.
Here's a note. There's nothing natural. Well, I guess there's nothing natural about me, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, you have some natural qualities.
Yeah. What are they?
You're human, you breathe.
Thank you. Some would disagree that I'm human. But it was a nice party.
That's good.
They had like open pours for wine and all the requisite food places. Dirty Bird, Sedone. Have you ever eaten at Sedone?
Sedone
is really good. And one of the places I've not taken advantage of living where I live now is Biblo's. Do you know that?
I heard of it. I've never been, though.
I think it's like a sister of the Beirut. Have you been there?
Oh, I love Beirut.
Yeah, I think it's like a sister of Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I see there? So Registry was there because it was at Registry. Balance was there, and it was very busy and packed and shoulder to shoulder, butts to butts, whatever you want to call it. A nice event to kick off Restaurant Week.
So it was a sneak peek in one area-ish, would you put it that way?
What do you mean?
Like a sneak peek of Restaurant Week. Like they had like some...
Yeah.
I was going to say demos. What was the word I'm looking for?
Samples?
Samples, yeah. And I went out last night, so I apologize.
Yeah, did you had left...
Oh, I sure did get drunk last night.
Did you?
Yep, no shame.
You and Ashley, both wanted burgers at 9 yesterday, and then you wanted a drink. So you got your drink?
I got my drink. I didn't get my burger. I went home and decided to eat a Lunchable instead. And yeah, so she met me out, and I met her friend from Columbus, and I was... It felt good to actually do something because normally I just work my other job and go home and I'm just like, I'll force myself to go to sleep. But I was at home by 10:45.
Where'd you go?
I went to George's and I was going to go hop over to Wesley's. I was like, but I'm already here. Feeling a little good cocktailed. So we're good.
How many did you have?
Five.
Five what?
I had, I started off with Long Island because I was like, I want to get there quick. And then
it's a good way to start.
Right. I was like, I want to get there quick and fast. And I started sweating. So I was like, ooh, I'm there. So then I had raspberry vodka and soda with a splash of lime.
That sounds good.
Yeah. There's no flavor to it because I got the beetus. So I got to cut my sugar intake.
What kind of vodka?
I think it's Stoli's. I think it's Stoli. Because I was copying my friend Elijah, who I went with.
What's what's below? What are they called? Well drinks.
Well, yeah. I don't do that. Well, I would. I just normally get Stoli or... My favorite vodka is Svitska. I can never say it right.
Svitska?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
And they make the cucumber lime vodka, which is my favorite.
So does 50 Cent.
No, his is gross. His is like...
Really?
His is like cucumber. Like it's like cucumber water.
I know people who, when I brought that up, they say, have you tasted the cucumber? Yeah. They really enjoy it.
See, I like the infusion with the lime. I shouldn't say it's bad. It's not bad because I do drink it when it's offered. But I just go for my cucumber lime, which is, I think it's more affordable too. So
5 drinks. Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
And I snacked on some popcorn and pizza. It was a good old night.
George's has good pizza?
Uh-huh.
Is that what they're known for food, or is there something else that I'm missing?
They have pizza and wraps, but I feel like they're pizza. They call it artisan pizza.
Stop.
They do. I'm just reading it off the menu.
I know.
You
know,
say artisan. It's like, oh.
That word has become abused.
Is it? That's the only place I ever hear it.
I think so.
I was like, what does artisan actually mean? I just think like fancy crust.
Yes.
Like thin crust. That's what it is.
Or caramelized onions.
I hear that a lot.
On the pizza.
Yeah. And then like, so when I leave, since you brought up food. So when I leave here, I like watch like the last half hour of Rachel Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people like kale so much? I've had it before. So it's not like I'm like going in blind and downing it. And I don't want a kale rights crusader to come after me.
But I like that.
I don't need you to be like, this food matters. It's just that there's no taste to it.
People have gotten swept up in a lot of...
It's so bizarre to me. I had kale chips the other day, like maybe 3 weeks ago. A girl at work had them.
Depending on if there's a flavor to them.
It was just salty plastic. Sorry. That's what it was.
People get swept up in food trends.
Food trends, yeah. I'm like, mm-mm.
And
not my thing.
This is just like one of those things that doesn't make me human. Like, they get caught up in this stuff for, like, faulty beliefs.
Yeah.
And they do certain things just... And look, I think this is a human failing, but you do you. In the wise words of Philly T, you do you. People just want to do things that other people do. They do it to feel a certain way, to feel included.
Nah, I'll stick with my mothers out there. I would rather just drink wine and eat chocolates.
I was getting pressured last night from Matt and Juliana, even as I was, and I did say I was leaving. Then they tried to pressure me to stay, but I did have a glass of wine, and I was just being very careful with what I ingested.
Are you still doing your trial and error?
Well, it's not that. I spoke to my doctor, and I had already started this, but no cheese stuff, except for that fake stuff I had the other night.
Yes.
No cheese for like 3 weeks. And I'm wondering if he said with 3 weeks, like if that will allow my stomach to heal, and then I could go back a little bit. But
I build up a tolerance? Or
you
have to eat it to build up?
You let the inflammation heal up.
Okay.
Because I guess the lactose or the cheese has inflamed the lining of my stomach. Mm. And like anything else, you need to allow time for it to heal. So I was a little weird. I didn't eat anything last night. I just had a glass of wine. It was an interesting taste.
You're strong.
And then, I'm
sure
I know.
The aromas were amazing. I would have been like, oh, yeah. I want to sample that. Oh, give me that. Oh, I'm taking a plate home.
You probably even notice it. Like my discipline for eating can be very rigid.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost think that it's not, you can play with the words here. I don't think it's discipline so much as deprival. Because
I would say discipline because you're just like, oh, I don't need that. I'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not, when you say deprive, I feel like you're just like, I'm just not going to do it. But like, you make a decision process. So, you know what I mean?
Well, like when people bring us food here, I don't eat any of it because
I'm fat.
If I have one bite, I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I just say no to all of it. Like what I did last night.
Okay. See, then that's you depriving.
Right.
That makes more sense than you just saying, no, you're depriving yourself. Stop doing that.
Right.
Love yourself more.
But the food that I eat, I enjoy. Like I enjoy my apples and almonds and protein bars. And then every night I have like chicken over salad, some variation of that. But because I'm kind of like my inner fat kid always lurks and my portion control sucks, I just eat like a lot of salad. Like I have this big giant bowl of salad because,
Did your palate just ever get bored?
Nope, never.
Huh.
Plus, I can have that whole giant bed of vegetables and it's not the worst thing in the world.
Are you a rabbit?
Yes.
I believe it.
I am a rabbit.
I believe it.
But like it, when I go, mm-hmm. when I don't deprive, I go.
Okay.
And I will eat an entire pizza.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think I have something that can stump you in a couple of minutes. And a game that we used to play will make its debut. Eric's Zany Music Mix. And I used to make a sound with my voice
mm-hmm.
when I would say Zany. Or Demetrius did, but we'll play this in a couple of minutes. No prizes, kind of like a test run.
Okay.
See if you like it.
A soft opening, if you will.
I like that. I like that. 6 o'clock, the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105 Studio.
The OG song from Shawn Mendes. It's 6:13 on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, the morning reboot. Text your small business shout outs to 419-240-1055. We'll share them out over the air between 9 and 9:30. Also, we're going to do Ax Your Ex. Floyd and I and some others from the station, Peapod. I think Russ is going to join us. Ax Your Ex at Ax 419 Monday around lunchtime or so. We've been invited to come check out the place. If you'd like us to have some targets to throw the axes at, your exes, you can pass along some names.
I have a few already.
Some pictures. Mm-hmm. We'll do some fancy editing so we really won't totally blast
out you.
Anybody. But look, if you wronged somebody, and granted there's three sides to every story, we're just trying to have some fun. We wouldn't actually throw an axe. Floyd wouldn't actually throw an axe.
I was like, wait a minute, one of us wouldn't.
I would probably take this person out if you
stop. You're so dark.
You, I know. Very more. I want to go more.
I know. We gotta get you there.
So let us know who this ex is who wronged you, and like back it up. Like try to be. I know you won't be objective, but who is this person that wronged you? And we'll take their picture and or name with us Monday, and you can get that over to us via text, or we're easy to track down online. 6:15, the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. All right, so we used to do this thing. It's kind of like an old radio bit, and then like a big radio contest. And if we can do this like more regularly, people seem to like it. So I want to try it with you.
Yeah.
Eric's Zany Music Mix. And like I mentioned before, I would do Zany or Demetrius.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
It was too much effort.
It was too early.
I know.
Zany.
Eric's Zany Music Mix. And you got to do the eyes too. Your Beats headphones weren't working?
They weren't. They were just hissing. And they're charged. So I was like, okay, I'll just put my replacement pair on. But I have a habit of leaving them in the car, so maybe it's cold. I'm going to try them again later. But they were just like it's just hissing. I was like, this is weird. I'm going to take these off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you did get the K-Cups in, finally.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get your headphones fixed. That'll be the next thing that you keep putting off?
They've done it before. Maybe they're just cold, frozen. I don't know. Technology.
Wasn't that cold last night?
But I leave them in the car all the time, though, so. Which okay. I probably should stop doing that and tell people. Sorry.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Eric Zany Music Mix. I need you to identify the five songs in order here. And we used to give away prizes for this. We have no prizes today, so this is just to challenge you because we did those 1 second songs. You got them all. You're really good at Throwback Thursday. So try this, bitch.
Can you play that again?
No.
There's five?
It messes with your cortex. Your
well, one was Katy Perry. That was number two.
Okay, all right, all right.
The doon 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 doon. The Coldplay song about Batman. Katy Perry, E.T. Oh, I don't know the last
Those three. Are the first two. See, you're good. And by the way, No. 419.
Oh, I don't know the last three. I don't. You got me.
Got you. 419.
The third was it.
419-240-1055. If you want to take a stab at it.
Do it again.
It's really hard because your brain is trying to line them all up. And you've at least... so
see, I'm the opposite. I want to keep singing the songs that I know. And then like, oh, yeah, there's three more.
Okay. Because if you can shut your brain off or put it aside for the first two songs, maybe the last three will be easier to identify.
Yeah, because I want to keep singing E.T.
I know people in the past also had recorded this on Snapchat. They would record the radio and then figure it out and slow it down and whatnot.
I'm so mad right now.
419-240-1055.
I don't know them.
You got the first two really fast. The first two are something just like this, Coldplay and Chainsmokers and Katy Perry E.T.
That's all I heard. Oh, no. Is this the only one?
What do you mean?
that I have to try to decode?
Yeah.
Oh, this well, is, you've got me.
I know. Maybe it'll hit you. 6:18.
I'm bitter.
Then good. Great. Finally got
I've
you.
I've been kryptonited.
The nail salon, what is it, in Sandusky or Perkins Township? There's a pause on that and that name. And I still have to ask this question. And our friend, friend of the show, has been named interim director of the library system. And we'll get to that and more. And gas prices going up a bunch, but maybe not as much as you think. We'll do it all in just the news you need next.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Any guesses on the Zanny music mix?
So we got on the Q-Text line, someone said, I heard a bit of Rihanna in there.
Yep.
And I just replied back. I was like, gah, I'm so stumped.
That was the third song. Let me do it again. But
I can't. See, but here's the thing about the Rihanna. She does that noise in there. Ah!
Rihanna work with Drake.
I don't hear work. I just hear any Rihanna song.
Fine. Governor Mike DeWine's proposed 18-cent increase in Ohio's gas tax will hit motorists in one fell swoop on July 1st if lawmakers go with it. Unlike the last time the state raised the tax from 22 to 28 cents a gallon over 3 years ending in 2005, this is just going to pop in on July, again, if lawmakers go with it. The tax rate would also be indexed to inflation, so even after the hike is fully implemented, drivers will likely continue to see an annual increase as the rate adjusts over time to preserve purchasing power. Let's do a little bit of math here. If you drive 13,000 miles a year, which is roughly U.S. average, in a 2015 Ford F-150 pickup, four-wheel drive, big V8 engine, your fuel bill will increase about $2.65 a week. 2015 Jeep Cherokee, same mileage, it'll be about $1.91 a week. A fuel-efficient 2015 Honda Accord, you'd pay $1.61 per week. Extra. The 18 cents would raise a little more than $1.2 billion more a year for road maintenance and projects tackled by ODOT and local governments.
I'm just saying, if this goes through, our roads better be pristine.
Yeah. I think that's totally fair. If taxes are going to go up, absolutely. You've got the right to say, I want my roads taken care of.
The shelf life of a pothole should be no less than 24 hours then. I'm that person.
I thought you were going to say 24 minutes.
No, 24 hours. Oh, no, I'm a realist. I'll give him 24 hours. Like, once I see it appear, I'm going to be like, DeWine, Collinwood.
Do you ever do, like gas math?
No.
Like, I always used to get on my mom. My mom, I wouldn't. I was like 7 or 8, but I could do the math. But my mom would drive a mile or two away to save, well, it's whatever it was. It's not, it's 201 there, but it's $1.98 there.
Right. So but she would still, go out of her way to.
So let's say your tank is 10 gallons to round it. So that's you're gonna save 30 cents. Let's say you fill up once a week, so like $1.20. Like so you're saving like $1.50 a month. No, I mean it's not that. But then again,
your mom was like, "Hush it, Eric. We're gonna go there."
Right. If you're tightly budgeted and it's $3 a month here and $7 a month there for water, and I get it. It can dig up, but and then you've got to decide, you know, to cut back on things or leave.
I think that's the extreme, is the leave. Like, why'd you leave Ohio?
Right.
Gas prices.
Well, like, costs go up in a variety of places. Like we talked about yesterday, gas goes up, water goes up, and then maybe you don't go to Cedar Point as much, which is our next story. They announced that the Dinosaur Alive exhibit was going away, but the park will soon replace it with a new attraction called Forbidden Frontier on Adventure Island. It says the attraction will challenge you both physically, and the goal is to try to solve the secrets of the frontier through an adventure map. It'll open this summer, but Cedar Point's doing a sneak peek of the first part of Forbidden Frontier. If you go to our Q105 Facebook page, you can see the video that teases all of this. The attraction is included in park admission starting May 25th, although opening day is May 11th, and hours will be 11 a.m., an hour after the park opens, to 7 p.m. daily until September 2nd. I watched a second or two of the video, and you know what? It kind of reminds me a little teeny tiny bit of, maybe I need to watch more of it, of one of my favorite shows, Westworld.
Okay.
When you're in the park competing against hosts, robots, and other people.
I need to look at the video because when you were reading the story, I'm like, ooh, that sounds like the Oregon Trail. Takes me back to like my good old youth days in fifth grade.
Don't get dysentery.
Don't get dysentery. Everyone died of dysentery.
Oh, damn, my ox died. The Perkins County Zoning Board has said they'll not approve a local nail salon sign bearing the controversial name of the company. In a post to the salon's Facebook, the company says they will appeal the decision. It made perfect business sense to Dawn Moon that the name would be Hand Job Salon. It's really what we do. We work on hands all day, every day. Every day. In less than a week, I think the whole country knows about us. You can't pay for that kind of advertising. But not everyone in Perkins Township in Sandusky is excited and supportive of the name. There have been complaints to the local zoning board. Megan Sherlin is the Perkins Township Zoning director and said there's been some complaints. Moon says she's not changing the name and will fight it all the way. All right, some questions. One, if you're going to fight it all the way, how much is that going to cost you? And then at that point, do you just realize you should have done advertising? And to her point, I think the whole country knows about us. That's nice, but what does someone in Tulsa, Oklahoma have to do with your place in Sandusky?
Mm-hmm. You know, the people complaining is like Meredith, who's like 75, like, oh, that is just disgusting.
And I get that.
But, I mean, yeah, and I just feel like now she's just being stubborn. Like, everyone knows who you are. Just change your name.
You got your advertising.
You can still talk about it inside the store. Like, right. Know, we're the business firm who knows hand job. You know what I mean?
And I do wonder, and I think it depends. Like, if you're a digital business, if you're, like, an online product, yes, going viral can help and bring attraction to your website, and you can sell more ads. I just don't know when somebody does something like this, how much business? How much more business it actually brings in? Because it's, again, it's not like people from all over the world right. are coming to see it. Like, it's a good quick start, but it is the quality of the business will determine how much money you make and if you stay open.
I'm gonna shoot her a Facebook message like, Miss Moon, talk to us, please.
Yeah, let's get her on the air.
I need some answers.
Let's get her on the air.
I need some answers.
I did Google that the fall place, Faux Keen.
Yeah.
Faux Keen Grape.
Gotta watch how you word it.
our friend who is a recent visitor to the show, Jason Kuchma, he's going to be the interim director, beginning yesterday, of the Toledo Lucas County Public Library following the surprising recent death of director Clyde Scholes. Jason, deputy director since February of 2015, will serve the interim role of both director and fiscal officer. In an interview, he praised Scholes' tenure and accomplishments. As acting director, I will be standing on the shoulders of him and the people who came before him. It's exciting, it's daunting, but I'm ready for it. Scholes, 69, died last Friday after collapsing in the parking garage at the main library. He served as the director for 34 years and intended to retire in June. His funeral service is set for today at 10 at Jerry Spears Funeral Home in Columbus. The family suggests tributes to the library.
Nice.
6:38 on the morning reboot on Q105. Let me give you the zany music mix once more.
So I'm working on that fourth one.
First okay. song was something just like the something just like this. Katy Perry, E.T.
Rihanna.
Rihanna work.
But I can't. Oh, okay.
6:39.
Playing with it all day long.
As much as we can give you about Jussie. Jussie Smollett before 7 in entertainment coming up.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, your Matt Mai, Eric's zany music mix.
The fourth one's, he's British. I feel it.
The song we just heard, E.T., Rihanna, work. We're trying to identify two more. Also, we're trying to identify a couple of things. If you know of any local Mexican places doing National Margarita Day specials, pass those along and send along your small business shout-outs. We get to those between 9 and 9:30 each and every Friday. Text us 419-240-1055. All right. Let's dig in with your boy.
Let's do it.
And I read stuff this morning that I was stunned by, but let's bring you up to speed with this. Jussie Smollett was upset by his salary and seeking publicity. He staged the fake assault a week after writing himself a threatening letter, according to the Chicago police.
Wait, the letter was him too?
Yeah. Oh, there's more.
Oh, brother!
CP Superintendent Eddie Johnson, visibly angry at the morning news conference yesterday, said Smollett had taken advantage of the pain and anger of racism, draining resources that could have been used to investigate other crimes for which people are actually suffering. According to the judge at the trial yesterday, not the trial, the arraignment, yeah. We live in a country where you're presumed innocent. However, if these allegations are true, I find them utterly outrageous, especially the violent, despicable use of a noose, which conjures such evil in our country. Later on yesterday, Smollett's legal team released a statement saying the court system had trampled the presumption of innocence in a law enforcement spectacle that has no place in the American legal system. The police say Smollett hired two brothers to carry out the assault and paid them $3,500. Now, let me be candid. What?
Oh, no, keep going. I'm putting my finger on it because I want to note something.
If you're going to do something devious, there are worse things to try to prey upon than the fever pitch of race in this country. So I get the idea, the execution, not that I'm supporting any of this, the execution, the police have a copy of the check used to pay the brothers that carry out the assault. Also recovered, they said, were phone records that showed Mr. Smollett speaking to the brothers an hour before the incident took place and then an hour after.
Which is why he presented the edited PDF file, which the police were just like, this is not a legal document. We can't take it. And they're like, well, why? So apparently, now reading, and I'm going to go back to what I just highlighted. When he presented the PDF, what did we say off air? Worst criminal ever. Well, worst crime ever, I should say.
Worst criminal.
Well, both, I'm just saying, but like this is the worst crime ever, too. I'm like, so when he presented the PDF and said it wasn't edited, it was presented in two different fonts. And if you ever use a PDF file, they don't come in two different fonts. I was like, dude.
He said they were protecting personal information of friends and whatever.
Well, here's the thing, and I get it because there's social media apps out there for social media time together with another person. I can understand you wanting to hide that, like, but just to delete the app off your phone if you have nothing to hide and then go take it. They're not really looking at what apps you have. Now, I will say this. When his legal team says law enforcement spectacle that has no place in America's legal system, dude,
He's the only spectacle here.
Right. That's why I put my finger on it and go, he created this circus. He's the ringleader. And guess what? We all have bought a ticket and we're sitting front row with our peanuts and popcorn waiting for Dumbo to fly around the arena to see how this plays out. No one's a spectacle except you.
Oh, God. So I know you didn't watch The Wire.
No.
But there's a great Wire video. So Idris Elba is the character, is like the big gangster in the movie. It's all drugs and everything, and his legendary character in that show is named Stringer Bell. Mm-hmm. So there's this quick thing, and I'll show it to you on YouTube. I mean, you can find it easily enough. There's a young kid, like one of his apprentices, mm-hmm. or he's a mentor in the gang activity. Kid's taking notes, and Stringer Bell looks over at him, and you got to watch the video. He's like, are you taking notes about a crack crime? It's
right.
He wrote a check, and somehow he thought the police couldn't request the phone records.
Also, when you send these brothers to a hardware store, don't send them at like 9 o'clock at night when the store's about to close. So, like, not only is there surveillance videos, but if the cops go, hey, were these two big buff Shrek looking gladiators in here, they're like, oh yeah, they came in right before closing. I remember who they are.
Go to Home Depot.
Get an Amazon Prime account. Get a P.O. box.
This gets better. And when I say better, more entertaining. When he called the cast and crew of the television show last night together, they were expecting the actor to come clean. And what really happened, a person at the meeting told CNN, Smollett did apologize to his coworkers for any embarrassment they might have felt since the story began. But then, to the shock and dismay of the person who attended the meeting, so I'm hoping this is accurate, he stuck to his story of innocence. For the most part, the source said, and he paraphrased what was in the statement that his attorney put out the afternoon, blaming the legal system and the media for his woes. Smollett is on hold for Friday's shoot per the production schedule that was recently released to cast and crew. The filming of the season finale episode of Empire is in progress this week and next week. 20th Century Fox TV executive VP of communication, Chris Alexander, confirmed that Smollett was on the set during filming yesterday. But it's the media's fault. He's shame, claiming a Donald shame, Trump line.
Shame, shame, shame. Okay. Let me get black on you for a second, bruh. How you went to Robin Roberts? I'm pretty sure she was like, "We should probably do this Jussie Smollett interview," and I'm sure you pounced on it so quick because you're like, "What was his line?" Well, if I tell the truth, then it's the truth, and then so it's not the truth. I'm like, no, and don't give me. Oh, Eric.
I'm pissed.
Eric.
You said Robin Roberts released a statement?
Oh, yeah, she released a statement. Sorry, thank you for bringing that up. So she said, in a statement, she said, "It's a setback for race relations, homophobia, MAGA supporters. I cannot think of another case where there is this anger on many sides, especially both sides. And as an American, you can sit back and actually understand why both sides are angry right now."
Yeah.
Because, like, normally, I'm not on that political side of the spectrum, but we're so quick to jump on the MAGA people.
Right.
But, like, now there's this, and I'm just like, I'll take out all my feelings. I am now just a human and American. How dare you just play off the fears of actual people who live next to a next-door neighbor who harasses them every day because of their sexual orientation or race or religious beliefs. And here you are making a spectacle of something, and then come to find out you lied. There's legit people who are dealing with certain supporters or certain religious groups attacking them. And here you are just sitting on Robin Roberts giving crocodile tears saying, "Oh, it's the truth, so you have to believe me." And then come to find out it's not the truth, and now you're blaming the media? That makes no sense to me. Get out of here. You are our boo-boo the fool of the week, year, life.
And
I'm done with you.
You just wanted to make a... This was over money? Like,
Fox is standing by him.
This would have... This would have been better if it went back to that article that I read where the author surmised that he wanted to be a victim more than he wanted to be a good actor or singer. It's over money. Money.
And like I said, and this is, I'm not making light of this, but he went there, fake an overdose. You are in the public eye. I'm not going to go give you a background check like, "Jussie Smollett overdosed in his apartment." I'm just going to take your word for it. Everyone likes a good comeback story.
Lindsay Lohan.
Right. Demi Lovato. Why didn't you go that route?
Amanda Bynes.
Right. Why didn't you go that route? Like, that way it's just affecting you. Now you have, but like when you do stuff like this, you have a race. You have religious people. Now you have a whole city.
You know what he managed to do? He managed to bring black people and MAGA and like really angry, like maybe white supremacist MAGA people together. Like you, right. Congratulations on bringing America together right. To get everyone mad at you. Maybe it's genius.
I'm surprised like the New Yorker or Washington Post are really good at those like political cartoons. You know, someone should illustrate Jussie Smollett standing and have as a cartoon character standing in the middle, surrounded by MAGA supporters and black people and Hispanic people. Like, you have oddly brought the country together on not good terms, but guess what? I'm about as mad as the next Trump supporter over something you're an idiot. You're an absolute fool.
Another quick story. The Oscars will be down one major star on Sunday. Kendrick Lamar won't be performing All the Stars. The performance was considered a no-go as of this week. It's our very fervent desire to have All the Stars represented on the show. Says a producer, "We've been working on it for a long, long time trying to make that work. But between our production schedule for the show and the creative process with Kendrick and the fact that he's been out of the country, we just couldn't make it work." Lamar is working on new material for an album. Producer said, calling him an amazing artist who is in a creative place that is different than what the needs are for the show. Queen will be opening the Sunday Academy Awards telecast. Instead of a 20-minute set of jokes or some kind of monologue, Queen will open with a pretty big set that hopefully will be quite memorable.
So I think, and you said this, you think it's going to be the lowest rated Oscars?
It will be very poorly rated.
I think it'll start off, and I just think it'll just drop. Like, you know how like it just kind of fades in ratings? I feel like I'm interested to see Queen perform, but I think after that, I'm out. I'm just like, whatever.
I would disagree slightly. I think people will pick up as maybe they see things being talked about online. I don't know if Queen is an oh wow. If they could have All the Stars and Kendrick to start, then you've got younger people into the beginning of the broadcast.
Yeah, you're right.
7:03, we'll do lots of Oscars with our friend Justin Camuso, who apparently is back with Lucas.
You better stop that. They're going to get you.
Justin will come by on Monday to wrap up all things Oscars. Panel full of ladies. We're past Valentine's Day, but let's talk flowers in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
All right, 7:16 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We'll get to our panel full of ladies in just a minute here. It is National Margarita Day.
That's a good song to drink a margarita to on this morning.
Any song is a good song to drink a margarita to. It's National Margarita Day, but I believe Mr. Freeze is opening up today.
Ooh.
At 10 or 11?
It's the season because Nettie's just open. All these places. I'm like, oh, springtime is upon us. Yep.
And you can go get your Holy Toledo donuts now up on Alexis. So sweets, ice cream, donuts, margaritas, Kevin. Oh, you would you die? I mean, I don't know how I don't know much about diabetes.
Like, I'm not a sweets person, but what were you going to yell at me?
Can you die? Like if you eat too much sugar?
I mean, I have had some days where I've like, because my weakness is gummy worms or bears.
Cry.
I mainly get a really, really bad stomach ache and a headache. I've not gone that far, but it's pretty much like food poisoning, I would imagine. I steer clear of it, though. For the most part, I do. Sometimes I have my weaknesses, but I'm not a huge sweets person. That's why when the doctor's like, you're a diabetic, I was like, I got this.
You'll have to give me more diabetes education because I know very little about it.
Sugar's in everything. That's the thing.
Yeah. Almost everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 7:17. Good morning. The morning reboot. Q105. Let's get our panel full of ladies. Trish is up first. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
You okay? You sound a little hesitant.
I'm good.
Okay. Yay. Trish is 39, married, and is from Lambertville. Next up is Olivia. Olivia, you're 16?
Yes.
Don't be shy. Thanks for calling us before school.
Yeah, I'm on the way right now.
Wait a sec. If you're going to be super geekly, I'm going to have to, like, ditch you. So stay focused, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'm not getting a good vibe from her. Hi, Carissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Carissa's 26, engaged, and from Swan. So we're just going to roll with Trish and Carissa. right. First up, Trish.
Hi, Olivia.
Are flowers ever a bad idea for a gift?
No.
Okay. Carissa, are flowers ever a bad idea for a gift?
No, but there are more, like, practical gifts that I could use other than flowers.
Right, yeah. That makes sense. Trish, if you go somewhere to a bar or a party and you know you hear this song, you know you're going to have a good time. What's the song? Trish?
Not sure. There's tons of them.
Well, then you have plenty to give me one of the tons.
Party in the USA?
I was going to say the same thing.
Perfect. Yes. Carissa, what about you? You go out somewhere, bar, restaurant, event, party, and you hear this song, you know it's going to be a good time.
I just listened to Party in the USA, though, so I have to say that one.
Okay.
It gets the club going.
Trish, how often do you take baths?
At least twice a week.
How long do they last?
My escape.
Yeah, for
Calgon,
real.
Calgon, take me away.
How long do you lay in there, soak in there for?
Probably about 30 minutes.
Carissa, what about you? How often do you take baths, and how long do they last?
I don't take baths because my kids, like, knock on the door, so I'm just a quick shower. I'm clean type of person.
Your person, there's nobody that can corral the kids for a little while so you can relax like Trish does?
No. Oh. Well, there is someone, but he works from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. So,
just lock those. Give those kids a device or something for a half an hour so you can relax.
Oh, I do, and then it's scary when I don't hear them.
Right? They're like, where have they gone? They've taken off for Nebraska. Trish, what are the perfect pizza toppings?
Oh, my favorite would have to be steak, mushrooms, banana peppers, and feta cheese.
Wow.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It sounds amazing.
That is a decadent pizza. Carissa, what about you? What are your ideal pizza toppings?
Okay, well, I used to work at a pizza place, and I threw in salami, banana peppers, mushrooms, onions, and then I drizzled it with ranch.
Wow. Which pizza place did you work at?
I was a manager at Pizza Hut in La Cienega.
Oh. Did you have the buffet?
We had the salad buffet, super healthy, but we didn't really work out with the pizza buffet. Pizzas were getting cold, customers were complaining, so we just took it out altogether.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I like that pizza buffet. Last question. Trish, if I offered you, what's one alcohol you absolutely will not drink, even if I gave you like a free night of drinking with it?
Jägermeister.
Mm. Yeah, I think if I ask that question a lot, we'll get that answer. Carissa, what about you? I could give you all this alcohol in the world for free for one night and you still wouldn't drink it. What would it be?
I would have to say Smirnoff. That's the first thing I ever got drunk on. Now it just makes me want to throw up.
So that vodka or all vodkas?
See, I can drink regular vodka. I can't drink Smirnoff.
Interesting.
Smirnoff burns.
It burns your
phone. It does. Smirnoff burns bad.
Trish and Carissa, thanks, ladies, for being a part of
ladies.
The ladies panel.
No problem.
Have a good weekend. Look at that. We're a little smarter now. What's your ideal pizza?
And ooh.
How about this? Let me go. Basic ideal.
I'm very basic.
And then decadent ideal.
Oh, my basic is just that go-to pepperoni, bacon, and banana peppers. That's my three toppings.
Mm-hmm. Yet again, we link up. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit too much meat. Now, usually I'll do banana peppers and one meat,
mm-hmm.
but I would do two if you wanted to go that route. How about if you went really elaborate or decadent like those two ladies? Like total Pizza Cat style.
I would make a chicken Alfredo pizza. Is that even a thing? Because if mm-hmm. not, it needs to be.
Yeah. I'm one for...
I like the white sauce pizza. I think it's... Do they substitute... Is it like cheese or like... It's like a white sauce. Is that spaghetti tomato sauce?
Well, there's some place, there could probably be an Alfredo pizza. There's some places, and I haven't come across too many here, like where we live, but back east, back home, my mom really liked, and I got into it, a white pizza where there's no sauce, and it's a lot of grease, but it's cheese, and usually sometimes they put like garlic cloves in there.
Ooh.
There's an excess of garlic, and broccoli would be a common topping. It was really good.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this place still around? I will go.
Oh, it's a staple of East Coast place. Just look up like white pizza.
Okay.
I like a good buffalo chicken pizza. But it's got to be good. There's some places, and one is a popular place here that doesn't, and it's less than mediocre.
George has an amazing buffalo chicken ranch pizza.
I don't believe him.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I'll buy you one.
I believe you.
Buy you one. That way you ain't got to waste your own money.
Are you working tonight?
I am working tonight.
If you go, well, when you're there, if somebody orders one up, send a picture.
Okay.
I might not like eat as gluttonous as I'd like, and I try to keep that fat kid restricted, but man, do I like food pictures.
Do you like? You're a food porny.
Yeah, I love food pics. 7:24 with the morning reboot. We're finally getting to this topic that kind of goes back to something we discussed about stealing on Monday. It's next.
Q105.
7:37. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. I'll be over at TSA after the show for some stuff with the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. We are still looking for small business shout outs. If there's a small local business you want to shout out, I know that's kind of self-explanatory, but you can text it to us, 419-240-1055, and we'll throw them back out over the air between 9 and 9:30. The only real ask is, if your cousin owns the place, like, make sure you're telling us about it because you really like the place, not because you have a relative or friend. This is small business shout out, not free advertising from Cumulus.
Every time, so like when we first started, and then we got those calls back to back, it always reminded me of like the old school TRL, the video shows. I want to give this video a shout out to my cousin Lily at home. It always makes me think of that, like, my cousin Carl, he owns a chip shack. You're just like, oh, yeah. Is it good? I don't know. He just opened it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, small business shout outs for quality business and food or whatever it is, not free advertising from Cumulus. The morning reboot, Q105. We wanted to add this on to our topic on Monday when Floyd and I each shared some stories about stealing. You were not quite the thief on the spree that I was on.
No, and my mom's listening now. I told the story about me taking the G.I. Joe. I think I said KB's, but I think it was like Big Lots.
Well, that's a big difference. Yeah. 419-240-1055. You can call or text. By the way, the show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd.
Yeah, I have the text up too, so I'll be replying.
Where, and this is not, this is maybe because of some poor behavior, or maybe you, like me, got caught stealing. I am, if any still exist, and I don't think they'd recognize me from when I was like 13 or 14, whenever.
Would you press it? Like, after you've been set, would you press it? Like,
I am banned for life from Sports Authority because I stole a wallet from there when I was 13 years old, and the security guy chased me out and threatened to shoot me. And among the punishment, the punishments and penalties were, they said I'm banned from Sports Authority for life. Mm-hmm. I went in one time after that incident when I was in my late teens. I needed like a piece of sports equipment, and they were the only place that had it. And this was like before Amazon.
So did they recognize you?
No. No, but I was terrified going in there.
I would say I would have got that pit in my stomach feeling. I would have been like, I would have been the most paranoid. What did you say? You said early teens, late teens?
That's probably 18 or 19.
Yeah, I'd be the most paranoid 19-year-old in Philadelphia.
Because my picture was up
like,
in there.
Like, what's wrong with that? Like, I'd be looking around like I was strung out. Like, oh, my Lord. I can't imagine. Because I've never been, like, barred from a place. What band? But, like, I've been barred from a bar.
Where?
Brett's.
They kicked you out of there?
They did kick me out.
So you
out.
Were not allowed back?
I wasn't allowed back until, like, well, so, oh, here's the backstory. So I got kicked out for underage drinking. Sorry, Mom. But, so they're like, you can't come back until you're 21. I was like, okay, whatever. So, like, typical dumb early 20s, late teens. I waited a few weeks and went back. Then no one noticed me.
Right.
Got caught again, and they said, I can never come back ever. Well, hardy har har har, someone has started doing drag, so I just showed up as a woman, and I was like, you can't kick me out because now I'm in drag, and that would be homophobia.
They kicked out Floyd. They didn't kick out Deja. You created a completely alter identity.
That's when people tell me, how did Deja get created? I said, she got created because Floyd got kicked out of a bar and wanted to go back, so they literally put me in drag. And I went there, and it was like an open stage night, and I was like 20. I was like on the eve of my 21st birthday or something, and I got completely poop-faced, and they're like, who wants to do the open stage night? And I was like, I do! So that's how Deja was born, Floyd. Out of a drunken mess. And so I was barred for life, but like then they hired me, and then they found out after the fact that I was like the underage kid who got kicked out like three times.
419-240-1055. Where have you been banned or barred from? What was their response when they realized who you were? Too late?
I think it was like kind of too late because they had hired me on cast there. So they was kind of just like, oh, well, lesson learned. And I was 21 now at this point. So I'm like, I've grown. I've changed my ways. I didn't change my ways. I went out last night. I'm 35. So but it was funny because like, and I still see the bartender who kicked me out. Ski Boy, I'm talking about you. That's his nickname. And we still laugh about it. He's like, do you remember that time I kicked you out three times? Like, yeah, do you remember that time 3 months later I got hired?
As a woman?
As a woman. Right, so.
419-240-1055. Where have you been banned or barred from? Every time I see someone kicked out of a stadium and they like, because somebody threw something, I always wonder how they're going to actually enforce that ban for life. Now, I get that they could put a picture up or circulate a picture via email. It's a lot easier to enforce something like that. But at a sporting event where there's tens of thousands of people coming in and you're trying to get people in pretty quickly, if somebody's wearing like a hat and sunglasses, I could see how somebody could sneak back in. And this is usually a man, but I know that there are women who have been banned from places as well.
We got someone on the Q text line. They got banned from their dog groomers because they did a bad job and she went back very hostile.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I think a lot of these, and why I think the phones are not lighting up is because people, where they have been banned from, they are going back to, and they don't want to out themselves.
Yeah, yes, that's why you can text me. Like I said, I'm keeping all identities safe. Trust me, I've been there. I've been in the banned witness protection program. You're good.
419-240-1055. Where have you been banned and or barred from? Or if there's a relative of yours or a friend of yours who you'd like to tell their story, and I do mean that, like we've all been with that friend who we know we've got to watch out for
right.
Because they're going to act like an idiot.
So this goes along the lines. Remember that story a few weeks ago? The guy who jumped off the Caribbean cruise?
Yeah.
He's banned for life. And right. I'm just like, well, that's like a specialty place. Like, you know what I mean? So like, what if he like, and I think about this like long term because he's young. What if he gets like a partner or a wife or whatever? And she's like, I want to go on a cruise, baby. And he's like, well, we can get a pontoon and go up and down the Maumee. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all these have long-term consequences. Right. Like, you just wanted to show off for your friends, and now you have, like, a family, and, like, you guys save money. Like, do you unleash on her early, like, hey, babe, let's go on a cruise this year. Let's go to Cedar Point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, does he just jump around, right. Like, hey, let's go to Disney World instead? Like, do you do that?
Do you know anyone that's been banned from Cedar Point? Or how would you get banned from, like, line jumping?
I don't know, but I can find out for you. I know someone who works there.
I wonder, yeah, let's find out. And I'm curious if you Google banned from Cedar Point, what would pop up? But if you've got a story where you've been banned or barred from, or a friend's story, you can share that too. 419-240-1055. You can text us. Jesse Smollett, what's the latest there? And lots more in entertainment coming up before 8 o'clock.
Q105 traffic.
All right, there's our fill of C at 7:57. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We have brought back a fun old game that we used to play. Eric's Zany Music Mix. There's five songs there. Floyd's gotten two of them. Something Just Like This. E.T. by Katy Perry. Somebody said Rihanna Work. They got that. And there's two left.
Ooh, play it one more time. I think I know what that is. The last was not Shut Up and Dance, is it?
No.
Okay.
By the way, text your small business shout-outs, not free advertising, to 419-240-1055. And thanks for sending in the text messages for places you've been banned.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of criminals out there, so we're not alone.
It's personally disappointing for how we do this show that you text or call after we wrap up the segment, but we appreciate the interaction. We'll get to we'll blow through the Jussie Smollett stuff quickly. First, a couple of TV things. Unfortunately, it's only going to be on CBS All Access in April, which I have, so I can watch the very good new Star Trek show. But Jordan Peele, who might be the new prince of mainstream horror, has released the trailer for The Twilight Zone.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should. It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
Here it comes.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to. What you do to me?
Whoever does his arrangements of his trailers,
yeah,
they are a phenomenal. The reimagining of a classic, while still giving it like its props, that theme song is terrifying, and it's so good.
You'll see familiar faces: John Cho, Sanaa Lathan, Adam Scott, Tracy Morgan, and just from watching it and comparing it, and we're going to get to this in 1 second, at least how it is, it looks like it'll be a little Black Mirror, a little American Horror Story, and anthological, which I guess is what Twilight Zone was, separate stories every week.
Yeah.
Also an anthology, and we were wondering if this would come back. The house on The Haunting of Hill House is not coming back. Something else is.
Yes, it is. It will. The new season won't be called The House of Haunting Hill. It has been revealed that it's going to be an anthology series, and the new season, per se, will be called The Haunting of Bly Manor. And they're going to take, very much like American Horror Story, each season is going to be something different, and they'll showcase something else. And I've never seen it, but people seem to love it a lot.
I liked it.
Did you like it?
I liked it. You'll like it. I forget how many episodes, but it's either the very end or the very beginning of one of the episodes, 7, 8 or so. It's one of the best jump scares in the last like decade of TV.
And I love being jump scared. Like, I'm probably that 1% of human who's like, oh, I love being scared.
By the way, we're on my personal Eric Chase Facebook page live right now if you want to watch some of the show. If you wrap up, or if you have time this weekend or whenever, when you wrap up Umbrella Academy, check out The Haunting of Hill House. It's very well done.
Next, yeah.
It's slow, but because it's haunting and chilling, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And keep an eye out for there are ghosts in every episode.
Their screen. They were showing right. Someone. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Jussie Smollett was upset by his salary and seeking publicity. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was very angry yesterday at the morning news conference that Smollett had taken advantage of the pain and anger of racism draining resources that could have been used to investigate actual hate crimes. We live in a country where you're presumed innocent. If these allegations are true, I find them utterly outrageous, especially the violent, despicable use of a noose which conjures such evil in our country. That's from the judge. Later on yesterday, Smollett's legal team released a statement saying the court system had trampled the presumption of innocence in a law enforcement spectacle that has no place in the American legal system. Smollett hired the two brothers to carry out the assault and paid them $3,500. The police have a copy of the check used to pay them. They've also recovered the phone records that Smollett either doctored or heavily redacted that shows him speaking to the brothers an hour before the incident and then an hour after it took place. He gathered with the Empire cast last night and apologized. He gave an "I'm sorry if you're offended" kind of thing. He apologized for any embarrassment they might have felt since the story began. He stuck to his story of innocence for the most part, the source said. He paraphrased what was in the statement saying that his attorney had put out that we just referenced, blaming the legal system and the media for his woes. He's on hold for Friday's shoot and as the Empire season wraps up. This the only spectacle is this charade and this...
Which he's keeping going if this is his apology in front of, I presume, like, you guys are a close cast and, like, there's not been any on-set drama that we know of, because you hear other TV shows have ones. Like, they're close with you. They came to your defense when it happened. And I'm going to come up with an award every Friday called Foolish Celebrity Floyd Friday. And he is the first recipient.
I like it. I like it. I'm all for adding fun features to the show, and I like that one. And I simply ask where many people have already said this, the superintendent or the police chief yesterday said, this is now going to bring it, and we know this is now going to bring skepticism upon future hate crimes. Mm-hmm. And yes, it will. So I simply ask people to do what they can to hold off on judgments, and you don't even have to believe people at first, but await the truth and evidence.
Right, and no one wins in this situation. Like
we mentioned last hour, he managed to bring the hateful MAGA people and people who have been subjected to racism all together
to judge you.
Right. So how did Daniel Radcliffe manage his fame during the Harry Potter movies? He drank a lot. There's an awareness that I really struggle with, particularly in my late teens. I was going out to places for the first time where you would feel, again, it could have largely been in my head. You'd feel watched. And when you went into a bar, when you went into a pub, then, in my case, the quickest way of forgetting about the fact you were being watched was to get very drunk. Pete Davidson was recently seen with his ex, Carly Aquilino, even though he seems to be getting real close with Kate Beckinsale, and they seem to have quite a romance blossoming pretty quickly. Pete only has eyes for Kate. She's cool and fun. It's long distance, but they're taking it slow, as you and Stefan are.
Stop.
Davidson, 25, sees several other attributes in Beckinsale, 45, that he likes. She makes him laugh. He thinks she's great and really smart. They have an incredible physical connection. Meanwhile, his relationship with Aquilino is strictly platonic. He's remained friendly with Carly, but they're just friends, nothing more. Hmm. So I have some jealousy there, like real jealousy that I can't push aside in this case.
Which one? Which way are you going this before I judge?
I'm jealous. I'm envious. And those are bad emotions. I'm jealous, envious of Pete Davidson that he's got something with Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, she's up. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even put into words how gorgeous she is. Yeah. But she has a personality to back it up, too. You know what I mean? So maybe they just click on that level of smart-wittedness. I don't know much about him as a comedian, just his weekend update stuff. But I kind of have a little man crush on Pete Davidson. I can't decide what it is. Maybe I can nurse him to sleep, because you know how I feel about him. He looks like he hasn't slept in years. But he looks better.
Do you ever... You ever get any kind of jealousy that celebrities mm-hmm. that can so easily connect?
Yeah, all the time. You know what? And since we just talked about Jussie, I'm jealous because like he had the world at his fingers, and being a queer person of color, like we faced some struggles. Like you, I'm sure people are just throwing themselves at you. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean
other stars and celebrities.
But I'm just saying how you have like that jealousy that he's with Kate Beckinsale. I have that as African American guy. Like you have the world at your fingertips, and like
I get it.
Why can't I have that? You know what I mean? But I'm just like whatever.
I look at people like that, like famous people often run in the same circles, and I think that I have to reason this out. Where I'm like, how can they connect so easily? Like, it's like I'm a celebrity, so I have all the confidence in the world.
But right.
They have the same anxiety speaking to someone they're attracted to as we do. But then again, they have the good fortune of instead of having like a wing person, which Christina really dropped the ball for that on me. And so did you.
Stop.
I'm kidding. But they have their agents call other agents.
Yeah, but in that respect, like it's so like they have that they can fight, but they're under the public eye. Where if we have an issue, we can suffer with it in silence. You know what I mean? As with it's played out on a public stage for everyone to see.
Oh no, you didn't get what I was saying.
No, I'm just saying like they have people. They have wing people who are like paid to do it. We're like
right.
As with we have friends, and if it doesn't work out,
speak
we can talk
yourself.
To you. No, I'm just saying, like, we can talk aside as with, hey, famous person Eric, what happened to your agent? It just didn't work out. I had to fire him. You can't fire a friend.
Plus, there are professional aspects to people connecting as well.
Mm-hmm.
5 second rule. No, sorry, Philip's not here today. He's celebrating his anniversary with his boyfriend, but we will still do the 5 second rule to put Floyd in panic coming up.
Q105. I'm in love with the shape
right,
of
820,
you.
820, the morning reboot on Q105. You can get us a small business shout out. We'll do between 9 and 9:30. You can text us that 419-240-1055. Our $1,000 payoff will give you your very first national keyword about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, so 30 minutes from now. Good morning, it's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. No Philly T Fridays
it's
today
okay,
because he is he's doing celebratory things. It's been 1 year with his beau.
That's awesome, though.
His mate, Danny, who is very British.
Hello, governor. It's your anniversary.
I think that sounds Australian.
No, the good day, mate. It's your anniversary. We're the same voice. Whatever, I try.
Father,
they're not all.
Father,
no, no.
Father used to say everything before the bot is horse bleeds.
Hits me right here. Oh, hello, all the people watching us on Facebook Live. I think that's good. It's like a British orphan. I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore. Like Oliver.
Orphan. You can't say. We can't
say.
You can't
orphan. Say orphan. I don't think we're allowed
Why not?
To. I think
parentless child.
There we go. Bruce Wayne.
Orphan.
Who else was a parentless child?
Orphan is totally fine. And you know what else we could totally talk about?
Yeah, like a little orphan Annie.
With Christina, we could talk about the F word because I want to know. And I asked this to our friend Brittany Givens before. I asked Brittany if the F word is mm-hmm. now a slur.
What's the F word?
Fat.
No, I say no. Please don't make that word offensive. I say it all the time, man. We have to stop. Just if the word fat's offensive, then guess what? We can't say crocodile anymore.
Why not?
Why can't we say fat anymore? See, I just picked a random word, and I will run with it.
Well, because fat could be a derogatory descriptive adjective. Crocodile is a beast.
Oh, beast? Beast is a drug? What makes a word I'm fat? Like, how else would I describe myself? I'm skinny immune?
Chubby, girthy,
no,
stocky.
Gross. I would.
So, I think some people find the word fat super offensive.
Really? Do you guys find the word fat super offensive? Let me know, because I don't. That would probably be a. Put that on the next ladies panel, because I want to know.
Okay.
Whatever.
The 5 second rule. I will throw something for you to give me, and you got to give me three of them.
And I was never like super like anxious with this game, but like I think Philip has rubbed off on me. Like once I hear like 60 minutes, I start freaking out. Like, I just want to hit the table and buzz in.
Before we dive into that, we're still trying to figure out Eric's zany music mix. We still have, we have three songs. Something Just Like This, E.T. by Katy Perry, Rihanna at Work. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Let me get the clock out now. Floyd.
Yes,
Floyd,
here we go.
I need three people you give flowers to.
Your mom, your girlfriend, and your side piece.
Good.
If you have one.
No right or wrong with this.
Okay.
It's just how to hear the answers. I need three places you'd hear a horn.
The racetrack, highway, alley.
I don't know if I'll take alley.
I don't know.
Okay, next up. Places you'd see a clown.
Adam Street, the circus, the east side. Clowns, like some people apply makeup like a clown, and I'm not trying to be here to be offensive, but the circus, is that what you're looking for?
I don't know if I'd accept Adam Street or east side.
I dress up like a clown. I'm a pretty seductive lady clown.
I don't know about that. No, I don't. Now, if you were like, people on the east side are clowns, but I don't want to say that.
But you just did.
I know. I would have accepted that answer. No, if you think people on the east side are clowns, that's on you.
All right, go. Okay. I put my foot in my mouth.
But I need three 90s MTV shows.
Yo, MTV Raps, TRL. Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, didn't get in there. And I think that was 2000s.
Darn it.
I might be wrong, though.
Okay.
Next up.
I'm sweating. I got pitters.
Good. It's the morning reboot. Eric, Chase, and Floyd, the 5-second rule game. Common complaints about men.
The package, loyalty, and conversations.
Well, you keep getting these right on the buzzer.
That was hard.
Got to be before the buzzer. Next one, okay?
Stop.
What?
I hate it. That
Tupac songs.
Oh, man. Dear Mama. I don't know Tupac songs.
Really?
I totally just lost my black card in front of all those people watching. I'm a horrible human being. Dear Mama. Lady.
California Love.
Oh, that's a good one. And what's another one? Oh, see, I know more Snoop Dogg. So every time I go like, oh, that's Snoop Dogg. No, Tupac is Snoop Dogg. So, Dear Mama. California Love.
How do you want it?
Oh, how do you want
it? With Casey and JoJo.
Yeah.
Changes. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Thank you, Sass. You are my black sister for life. She says she doesn't know Tupac songs either. Wow. Changes. They're all giving me answers right now. You guys are about 20 seconds too late.
But did Sass lose her black card too?
Oh, we lost it a long time ago. We're both into anime and nerd stuff. We're good.
It's okay. I got one for you. I got one for you. Who needs an Amex when I got my black person card?
Boom.
8:26 with the morning reboot on Q105. The Oscars happened this weekend. We have a question for you about the Oscars, movies, and your relationship in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max.
8:39, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. I'd like to say that we forgot something.
Wait, I'm in trouble with you?
No.
Okay, I was like, no, then I'm not going down.
I forgot that we had a guest coming by because, is this Sweet Deals too?
Ooh.
Sweet Deals at 9 o'clock today. Make sure you are standing by or text the keyword sweet to our text number, 419-240-1055. You can do it now so you can get the link to get the sweet deal before it goes away because they will go quickly for Rosie's. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Rosie's guy.
Rosie's guy.
I'm the Rosie's guy. That's right.
We
right there.
We are on Floyd's Facebook Live. Mary, do you want to do the interview?
No.
You sure? I hear all your commercials on the radio. She didn't tell me your name. I don't know your name.
Phil Barone.
Hi, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I don't read my emails very detailed.
That's all right.
But we all know Rosie's. Happy Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to this. It's always a good time of the year.
Of course. I was at the... Did you go to the party last night?
I did not.
It's a good time. Busy night. Lots of good food.
I've been to every other year, though. It's always a lot of fun.
$10 lunch menu is going to go through Restaurant Week.
We're having side chatter.
Do an interview.
Do you want to do this, or do you guys want to go talk outside?
Don't make me break you two up. Separate corners.
Phil, we were going to do a topic here. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Six kids and. Oh, I'm in deep.
Okay. We were going to do for your last relationship, but your current relationship as well. So the Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. We'd like to know what genre of movie is your marriage?
What are my choices?
Any genre of movie. I mean, six kids, so maybe like family drama? Family comedy?
I think I'm in the middle there. Little drama and comedy. I
mean, rom-com.
Dramedy. Like a dramedy. Dark comedy.
I like that.
We've all been to Rosie's before. Floyd, you've been to Rosie's,
right? I've never been to Rosie's, but I've... The food truck.
He's on the hit list.
I've had the... you were the first one I ever had the lamb chops.
Lamb chops, yeah.
Oh, they were just... Yeah,
that's my son, Philip.
Hush your mouth. Right, there's some in the break room.
Mary, just get on the... No more
peanut.
I don't
think they're around anymore. I don't know. Denny was hitting them pretty good.
He was.
I'll let you mention what's going to be on the Restaurant Week menu.
All right. So
you can do it justice.
The $10 lunch menu is... which is one of my favorites. Your bungalow shrimp. It's butterflied season, baked. You got that little golden brown crispness to it. It includes a small salad. We're doing our classic lasagna, which we'd have to do. Our medical mutual healthy option is the grilled chicken, which it served with vegetables medley. And then a pecan encrusted chicken salad.
Which I want to try, I think, for sure.
And chicken parmesan with spaghetti. And then for the dinner, it's a $25 dinner, and you have Key West style swordfish, which is very yummy with some vegetables. And we have our famous lamb chops with the Asiago potatoes.
Heaven. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then chicken and shrimp zucchini pasta, which is the medical mutual healthy option. And then we're doing seafood jambalaya, which is something that Chef brought to us that's got a nice little spicy kick to it.
That one of the things featured last night? Do you know if they brought it over to the party? Because somebody asked me about jambalaya.
Yeah, we usually do
bring
that. And then
good stuff.
We're doing shrimp and lobster pasta.
Awesome. So $25 for dinner. And that menu that just Phil mentioned for Rosie's, $10 for lunch, all part of Restaurant Week. I think, did Anna say the other day that Rosie's was... Were you one of the first
original.
9 years ago?
Yes.
One of the original, one of the founding members of Restaurant Week?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were there from day one, which was...
You listened to the show better than we do.
I did listen to
her. How'd you like to be a producer?
You're welcome.
How'd you like to be a producer?
I might be in your demo.
Phil, give me secrets of Rosie's, because I know there are people... I would think that most of the people listening to the show, everybody in the area, has heard of Rosie's, if not been to the restaurant. They've seen the food truck. Give us a secret. Give us something behind the scenes.
I don't think a lot of people don't know that Rosie, my mom, it was born in Sicily.
Okay.
So she came over, she was 5 years old, holding grandma's hand, looking at the Statue of Liberty. She had something that she kind of was embedded in her mind that she remembered, and they came to Toledo, and because grandpa was here, he came over first, and to make sure things were safe, you know, mm-hmm. and then he got a job, and then he said, it's time to come on over. So it was a big move, and I think that is pretty cool.
For sure.
You know, that's America right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess another secret is that my dad, I'll tell you a story I was going to tell it though. We're doing a family wine dinner. And I do a wine tasting once a month, but this one's a family dinner. We're going to bring out some stories that probably shouldn't be brought out, but we're going to bring them out anyway because I think there's a time limit we can do that. But a good story, I remember was my dad told me this, and he said, you know, I came home from work, and I said, you know, and Rosie, I said, how's everything going to Rosie? And Rosie goes, everything's great. A guy named the Duke called. And my dad goes, well, what'd he say? He goes, well, Mom said, well, I was too busy to talk to him because I was baking bread. So I told him, I'm baking bread, I got to go. And he goes, do you know who that was? He goes, that was John Wayne. John Wayne called.
That mom was his kinda, nickname, right?
Yeah, the Duke, yeah. And so mom kind of hung up on him because she's baking bread. You don't mess with mom when she's baking bread.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's awesome.
No. So it was like, Phil Barone from Rosie's Restaurant Week, $10 lunch is $25 for the delicious dinners and sweet deals coming up at 9 o'clock on our website, or you can text sweet to 419-240-1055.
And we have a question on the Q text line. Are these dishes available for takeout?
No, it's eat in.
Okay, yeah. So you got to eat in.
Yeah, restaurant week is
Phil, all somebody, I have a friend with some Italian roots. We were talking about wine last night, and she said to me, I'm not a white wine person. Were you like
I'm a red guy.
Okay, I'm a red too. Yeah. She said to me something about white wine in Sicily, and it's hard to export because the mafia keeps it locked down or something.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
She knows some old Italian stories.
I know in Italy they used to keep all their best wines and they'd send out.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's like the Chianti. Remember, growing up, I go, God, Chianti, that's horrible. But there's actually some great Chiantis out there because now I think we're getting them where I think before they just weren't sending them out there.
That's what it was.
They were keeping it on their table.
Yeah. Which makes sense. can we have another old story from Rosie's history? I could sit and listen to old Italian stories forever and ever.
You have to come to the family wine dinner on March 19th if you want to hear all the family secrets. Yeah. Call and make your reservation today.
I'm going to invite myself. I'm going to be like your long distant black cousin.
There you go.
I'm like, hey, what's up, cousin?
Right from Montalebre in Sicily.
I'm like, from Collingwood.
When do you think the food truck will be fired up and out?
We're going to Bowling Green right now. Okay. So we're going to be downtown this weekend, too, on Friday and Saturday.
Downtown Bowling Green?
No.
Oh, for the Fire Night Festival?
Yeah, we'll be down there.
Okay, good
stuff.
So
we'll be there today and tomorrow.
Keep an eye out for the Rosie's. Yeah. I guess that's one of the official signs of spring when the food trucks get out.
Yes.
And Rosie's is at all the hot spots. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You want to change your answer to what did we go with? Family dramedy for yours?
I like that, family dramedy. I think we just created something.
Mary.
Very good.
Your current relationship, what movie genre would it be?
Well, we can't talk about that. That's another show.
She ran away.
No.
It's a mystery.
Rosie's Italian Grill, sweet deal, 9 o'clock, $50 gift certificate, $25. They will sell out. Log on now.
They will. Your current relationship would be what genre?
My ex?
Your current.
Current? Comedy. But if we're going for X, it would be a documentary because they like to talk about themselves the whole time.
I didn't want to go with my last relationship. So my last encounter, September, I'm going to go with a nice indie movie at Sundance because it was quick and
entertaining for the first 15 minutes.
Very highbrow, kind of classy.
Okay.
But I like your documentary answer.
Yeah, I'd stand by it.
All right, send us some text, the genre of movie for your last relationship or current, 419-240-1055. Text sweet to that number to get the sweet deal for Rosie's as Restaurant Week kicks off. Entertainment is on the way before 9. Hang on.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
9 o'clock on Q105, the morning reboot. You can now text SWEET to 419-240-1055 to get the sweet deal for Rosie's. Thanks to Phil for coming in. Food talk, a little bit about Restaurant Week and the sweet deal that's now available on the website. They'll go quickly, Q1055.com. We are sponsored. Floyd vanished, by the way. It's Eric Floyd, 419-240-1055. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. Before we do a couple of entertainment stories, you can text the national keyword GRAB, G-R-A-B, to 95819. I know I'm giving you a bunch of numbers here to text, but GRAB, G-R-A-B, to 95819. That is your national keyword to text for the $1,000 payoff. Our boss, who does middays, Russ, wants to come in and do some would you rather before 9:30. You can also get us your small business shout-outs. We'll do those before 9:30. She's now single and not going back to Tristan Thompson, where Jordan Woods is constantly asking for forgiveness. But could Chloe wind up on The Bachelor? The creator, Mike Fleiss, said on Twitter Wednesday that the 34-year-old reality star is very much in contention to be the next Bachelorette. A source told ET on Tuesday that Kardashian had split from Thompson after 2 years, following reports he cheated on her with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods. At Khloe Kardashian is very much in contention. Stay tuned. Fleiss tweeted with the hashtag The Bachelorette. But people quickly commented with their opinion on whether Kardashian should be the next Bachelorette, with some in favor of the idea and others insisting that the message had to be a joke.
I just think, because she's been through so much back to back. But would she do it? I absolutely think she would pounce on it if people talked her into it. I just think she needs to just be Khloe and raise her daughter. There's nothing wrong with being a single mom, or there's nothing wrong with being single. So you know what I mean? Just live your life. And she just launched a lingerie, makeup, and clothing line with her best friend. So like, focus on that. Like, a guy will come down the road. Just raise your child and work on your business. I mean, the dude was a total A-butt. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, just there's nothing wrong. No, you can be single. There's nothing wrong with it.
I didn't follow the Jussie Smollett story as closely as many people did when it first happened, so I didn't realize why people had so many doubts so quickly. I doubt all of this stuff. I don't think any of it is genuine or authentic. Ever since you told me that, like, with the show coming back, this makes for a great storyline for Jordan Woods. If she winds up on The Bachelorette, it kind of revives or resuscitates that brand, which there have been so many seasons of now. It's a new reason to watch. It's a real celebrity, not some washed up second string quarterback or backup quarterback from the Giants for many years or anything like that. And it helps her promote her brand as if she needed it. So I doubt all
and
of
she's
it.
The and she well, I mean, and she's the likable Kardashian. Like, when people, I know, like, my mom loves Khloe.
What's wrong with Kourtney?
I mean, I don't really know much about the Kardashians, but I feel like I genuinely like Khloe. You know what I mean? Kourtney's the older one, right? She's the one with that
tallest one.
Scott Disick or Disick.
Oh, yeah,
person.
That's Kourtney. Yeah. That's her baby daddy.
Yeah, so, I mean, to each their own. I mean, I don't know.
I hope people, when you watch this stuff, and I don't follow it, and I know, like, our friend Madison, who's seemingly been off of Twitter for a while.
She resurged for a little bit, and then she went away again.
I wonder if people who watch The Bachelor deal with it the same way that people who follow wrestling. Like, you enjoy it for the drama and the storylines, but you realize that it's not really authentic.
Because I'm trying to think, because I know a lot of people that watch it, and I know they're hooked. I don't know if they can separate fantasy from reality.
What's the percent chance you believe someone will truly find love on that show? Like, let's say you go into that show. What percent chance you think you have you will actually find it?
50-50?
I was going to put it at like 10.
I was going to do like 10. I mean, I want to know, like, the whole, like, do they have to do a personality test. They have to get girls that he genuinely will connect with. Do you think
really? It's for entertainment. It's not about connecting. It's about being entertained.
I'm just saying. I'm speaking for all you mothers out there.
I think being
you could find love on this show.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
Oh, not to my you. Face.
I think being on that show, contestant, like one of the 30 or the people, or the actual contestant, the Bachelor or Bachelorette, I think it's probably down your list of things you're hoping to achieve on that show. Finding love, it's probably no higher than fifth.
Do you think, see, I would watch it for, do you think how many people are actually watching it for The Bachelor or Bachelorette or the group, the gaggle? The gaggle.
They're watching for the drama and the entertainment.
Okay.
Right. The Oscars will not have Kendrick Lamar on Sunday night because he's working on new music. There will not be a 20-minute set of jokes or any kind of monologue because there's no host to start the show. So Queen is opening the awards telecast. If you've ever heard Queen's music, I think this will be something that will invite you in a really great way. Says one of the producers, the music is so well known that this to us became a really great way to open the show and not be traditional like a normal award show and depend on things like a monologue. And of course, Adam Lambert will be fronting Queen. Again, I think it will be one of the more poorly rated Oscar broadcasts in history.
Justin will let us know. He'll tell us.
And even, Justin from Toledo Museum of Art, who's a BG film graduate and alum, knows his stuff really well. He'll recap a lot of the stuff on Monday. He's the expert here. But I think while we don't know who will win, who the favorites are, who the front runners, I don't know if any of the movies are so great that that's why it's thing. It's more like they're all very good. There's no legendary greatness in any of the categories this year. That's why there might not be a favorite or front runner. So it just seems very uninteresting.
I was watching Fallon, and he interviewed people in the street. What people thought should win Best Picture. Everyone just said Black Panther because it's the only movie they knew.
Right.
I was like, it's going to be interesting, and I think I'm going to try to buckle myself down and watch it.
You have to. But we got to recap it Monday.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there's going to be parts with everything being aired now, and be like, I don't care that you won for Best Film Editing.
But Russell Crowe cares.
Right.
907, text the national keyword GRAB, G-R-A-B, to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. You can also text to our regular text number, your small business shout-outs, and we'll get to those before 930.
Q-105. In the middle.
922 on Q-105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, and Russ is here with us.
Hi.
Making his official. Like, the other times have just been, like, jumping. This is an official morning reboot debut from Russ.
If we were a sitcom, he'd be the character who just walks in a room and walks out. We're like, hey, Russ. He's like, hey, guys. Like, you become so popular that when you walk on, the audience goes crazy
for those five seconds, and then walk out. Yeah.
Before we unleash Russ, we've been telling you to get us your text messages for small business shout-outs. Mm-hmm. Not free Cumulus advertising. What are some of the text messages we've gotten today?
We just got one for T&S Tools and Supply Company on Airport Highway.
Okay.
And another one, 'tis the season because warmer weather's coming. Dad's Auto and Truck Glass is an amazing small business in Toledo, and it's locally owned.
And I'm not related to them.
And they're, it's just in the name. I mean, I would.
Right.
It's not like my cousin Lily's auto show.
Did it say Dad's?
It's called Dad's Auto and Truck.
Did the daughter send the text message?
I don't know.
Okay.
But then we have like our Swan Creek candles and another one, but they gave a long explanation, so I'll talk about that coming up.
You can send these during the week as well. We like to shout out the small businesses, and we'll save them up for Friday, or if for some reason we'll bring it up during the normal conversation here on the Morning Reboot. If you want to get the podcast of the show, you can. I'll have it posted up for you after 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055, and if you want to sneak in some small business shout-outs before we wrap up here in the next half hour, please feel free to fire away.
Yes.
What do you want to do to us, Russ?
I want to ask you three would you questions.
Would you rather?
Just would you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Question one. Would you eat at a place called Fuzzy Taco?
Yeah, they're one of our advertisers, and they've been advertising.
It's like Fuzzy Taco or something. It's not, I'm talking, the name of the place would be Fuzzy Taco.
Yeah.
So you would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd eat a Fuzzy Taco.
It's a drink.
Yeah.
Wait, fuzzy nipple.
Fuzzy nipple.
Fuzzy nipple?
Yeah.
No, fuzzy navel.
That's right. Fuzzy nipple. Yes, I would.
You're thinking of a buttery nipple.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if it's fuzzy, shave it.
Right.
You said don't talk about that. Stop. Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stinky Lou's.
Yes.
Stinky Lou's?
Yeah.
No, because that makes me think of a stinky toilet in the UK. Like the loo. I'm going to the loo. So Stinky Lou's? No, I'm out.
How did that go again?
Stinky Lou's. I got to go to the loo.
Father says everything to pull out the butt is horse poop.
Someone on the Q text, I said, we need to work on our accents.
Yes.
Yeah, because the Australian thing you were doing earlier, that was good.
We are insulting people left and right.
How dare you?
All right, would you fight a dozen duck-sized horses or fight one horse-sized duck?
We don't do... This is like remedial. This is what you came in here to do?
No, these are not questions.
One horse-sized duck?
Yeah.
Horses are huge. I would do little baby pony ducks. Horses are big, Eric. Can you imagine it with a bill and a...
I know.
Nope. I'm out.
Is this like a personality test?
I don't know what this is. It's like borderline ink blot.
Am I
without the ink blot?
Am I gonna find out if I'm a true flat earther?
Yes, that's right. What this is gonna reveal. All right, last one. Would you dive in a pool of manure or eat day old McDonald's that has been sitting out on the street on the east side? You know,
the second one.
Day old McDonald's sitting out on the east side on the street.
First of all, there is gonna be no day old McDonald's on the east side because someone will have picked it up over there.
I jump and poop.
See, I'd go with the poop too, because you can wash that off. You know, food poisoning, you're going to have it coming out both ends. That's just the way it goes. Disgusting.
I just got a vision of me running away from tiny duck horses and hiding in poop.
Peapod,
while looking for McDonald's.
Peapod, get on that Photoshop. Was this going somewhere?
No, that was it.
That was it?
That was it.
It made me think.
Did you have you heard the Zany music mix? Are you able to identify them?
Yeah, it was Chainsmokers, somebody else, and some Katy Perry, and somebody else. Hold on. Play that again.
I'll do it once more.
All right, Chainsmokers, Katy Perry, One Direction.
No. The third one was Rihanna.
See,
work.
At the third one, that's when you lose
Rihanna,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I still don't know the last two.
I'm going to turn the mics off once more, play it for Rock. You're going to kick yourself. You're going to kick.
Is there four songs
there's
there?
There's five.
We got they got three.
The fourth and the fifth one are throwing me.
The fourth one.
Yeah, I'm going to be so mad at myself, aren't I?
Usually people get the last one. The last one is Kelly Clarkson. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Do that again. What does it? Ah, I hear it now. What's the fourth one?
Now, I want you to hold your fist like
just
this.
Punch myself. No, I've been trying to get in front of myself. Go.
It's Post Malone better now.
Oh, and I told you I love that song.
Because we are better now.
Yeah.
He looks like he smells like Verner's and cigarettes.
If Pete Davidson and Post Malone had a kid.
Stinky Lou.
Stinky Lou.
Yeah, if Post Stinky Malone Lou. And Pete Davidson opened a restaurant, it would be called Stinky Lou.
Stinky yeah. Lou.
Right, right. And I Post Malone would be the poster child.
I can't believe you came in for that.
I did.
That was pathetic.
There's going to be more.
Those are bad.
Yeah, I didn't write them, so.
Who wrote them?
Peapod did.
Really, Peapod?
Yeah.
So now I'm jumping in a pile of poop because Peapod wrote it?
Man, he's eating day-old McDonald's from the east side, so.
928 with the morning reboot. Most like tweet is on the way.
Do the math. $1,000 lots of times each weekday.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
What? The wrong time to stretch. I was in deep stretch.
Final couple minutes of the show. Remember, we're going to do Ask Your Ex with hopefully our new friends at X419 on Monday at lunchtime. If you've got an ex story, person, or picture you'd like to share with us so we can have a target to throw our axes at, please send them our way.
Yes.
Give me your.
I got a good tweet.
Okay.
Mine is from @SimonHolland. He goes, imagine being 5 minutes from the end of the longest movie ever and it starts over because it forgot something. That's my kid telling a story.
That's true. And a lot of adults, too.
Right, it's so true.
So we try to avoid pictures here and videos, but this is a video from Guy, a piece by Guy. There is a guy on some type of exercise bike.
Okay.
And he's furiously waving a samurai sword.
Oh, I saw that.
And the question is, what is he training for?
What is he? Because he's like scooping it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the answers are interesting. And the one that I retweeted was, we've all been to the DMV.
That's a good one.
So I like that a lot. 943 to get the podcast of the show. We'll post it up very soon. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Work at George's tonight?
I am working at George's.
You have homework. Do you remember what it is?
To take a picture.
Of?
Pizza. Buffalo chicken. Got it. I might just order it so I can eat it.
Yes.
Kill two birds in one stone.
Please do.
Like, I'm on the clock right now. I got to take a picture, and I have to eat it because I can't waste it.
Any other weekend plans? Is there Stefan stuff?
Yeah, we're going to hang out cooking dinner Saturday.
Can you cook?
I can cook.
At your place or his?
His. So that's my good Donna Anderson gene. She can cook, and I'm
he's in Sandusky, right?
Yes.
You can go to hand jobs.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Go over there and be like, and go, I work on this radio
Moon,
show.
Moon, right? Her last name's Moon.
Dawn Moon. Go in there and be like, hey, look, Dawn, I work on this radio show, and I got this really ornery guy that I work with, and he wants to know if anybody's actually come in because you're viral. There's a difference.
You can't say viral and hand jobs in the same sentence, can you?
Probably not.
My girl, get these cuticles together. While you're fixing my hand, want to come talk to us in the station?
Have a good weekend. Yeah, just invite her out.
You have a great weekend. Do you have any plans?
I don't. I'm going to head over. I'm really
But
gonna...
you had a busy week, though.
Like, you were busy during the
week.
I was
out last night.
That's for you, busy.
I'm exhausted. I need to recover now. I'm going to go over to TSA in a bit. Some presentations to do over there. I don't really have anything.
But it's always good to have that, though, because if something does come up, you're like, I'm free.
And then people invite me, and then I just say no.
Yeah, that's true. I was trying to help you out there, but nothing.
Do you want to hang out? No. Do you want to watch?
We had this conversation when people say, do you want to hang out? And I've had that happen before. Like, we should hang out sometime. And I just go, I'm not 15.
And do what?
Like, I get so mad about it. Like, and do what? Play Nintendo?
I'm
a grown man.
Talk about things that we're not old enough to do.
But I get it, though. I've seen that, as I just described someone asking me. Like, I've done that before, though. Like, legit, they just want your company. They don't want to be alone.
Why would anybody like my company? I get irritated so easily.
For you, you could be someone's balance. You could be someone's yin to hit their yang.
Very unlikely.
You don't know that. You don't know because you don't do it.
You're right. By the way,
that I just gave you a good tongue lashing right there.
I do have to get better at receiving gifts. It was it's a wonderful gesture that Ashley got me that dog picture yesterday. I have to get better at receiving gifts. I'm not good at it.
It's okay.
I live by, if I want it, I'll buy it. Because I'm
that way in a sense. No, I'm that person. If I want it, I buy it. So like when I've been there, when someone gave me something, I'm like, oh. I'm like, you're not appreciative. I'm like, I am. I just could have bought it myself.
Can you just pay my Netflix bill for a couple of months?
No, but I can pay your Hulu bill.
There you go. You do. 9:46. Back on Monday, 5:45 till 10. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.